Good to be saved, know it. Amen. Thank the Lord for His blessings, for the privilege of being here. I didn't let the preacher know for sure that we'd make it until Tuesday, and really I didn't have the doctor's appointment set up even Tuesday. And let me say just a word or two, and then we'll get to the end of the message. For you folks who don't know us, in our situation last December, the 26th, we had to put our wife in the hospital with a blood count, hemoglobin blood count at 3.2. Since then, we've had to deal with cirrhosis of the liver, gallbladder full of gallstones, and 3 weeks ago this past Sunday, emergency surgery for a hernia that had twisted up the intestines and stopped the valves from moving, and for about 4 or 5 days, and just the mercy of God that was able to get in and get things took care of. And God's been good to us, and we've tried to go home several times and hadn't been able to. But the Lord knows what's going on, and we appreciate the Lord and what He's doing in our lives. And the Lord willing, we're going to try to go back home. Next Monday I'll be leaving, and the wife and daughter will be leaving on Tuesday. Her physical health's not well enough yet for to ride all them hours, and so, and God knows everything, and God used some folks to buy them a plane ticket to fly to McAllen, where she lives, have to ride 3.5 hours. And you pray for the work south of the border. We've got works as far as 10 hours away, and we have the national pastor in the mother church there in Leonidas has done a tremendous job while we're away. And we thank God for using him and for how things are going. And we have several other preacher boys and in some different places, some of the churches that's preaching the Word of God and being faithful to God. But God called us there over 34 years ago. And we're older now, and our health's not what it used to be. But I told some folks, I believe the older I get, the more I want to do. I have more plans and see more vision now than probably have ever had. Just want to leave here serving Him. Amen? Yes. You please pray for us and ask the Lord if it's His will. We might get to go south of the border this next week. If you have your Bibles, turn in the book of Matthew chapter number 9 this morning. Matthew chapter number 9 this morning. Begin reading with verse 35. And then we'll go to the book of Proverbs and pick up one verse there in chapter number 29. And this morning, we want to preach for a little while as the Lord will help us on this subject. Dim vision. Dim vision. Notice this morning, the preaching hadn't been all glory. But God needs to speak to our hearts. The glory is good when it comes in. I like to see people shout. I like to see people praise the Lord. In fact, I like to praise Him. I like to raise holy hands to holy God. But they not too much time we get to do that, amen? So you pray for this morning. We ought to preach for a little while on dim vision. In Matthew chapter number 9, verse 35, the Bible said, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness, every disease among the people." But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord," notice, singular. Catch on to that this morning. Notice, he said, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He'll send forth laborers into His harvest." Now notice another thing that we overlook many times. We talk about my work, what I've done. And God said there in His book that it's His harvest. Amen. It's His work. You and I are just laborers in the Master's vineyard. I pray this morning God will help us for a few minutes to preach the Word of God without fear and favor of man. I appreciate Brother Duncan. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. This ain't the first time he's invited me, but this is the first time the Lord said, give us the opportunity to be here. For what little time we going to be here this today and tonight. But I appreciate what I've heard. I appreciate God using the messages to speak to my heart. I ask the Lord if He let me come to help me. Amen. I don't need to know about you, but I need help every day. Amen. I need help every hour. I need the Lord's help every minute. In verse number 29, chapter number 29, verse 18, and here's our text this morning. The Bible said, where there is. Now, I like the verbs. I'm not a professor, amen, and I don't know. I know enough about English to know all about it, but I do know a little bit about the tense of verbs. I want you to notice, I want us just to be personal this morning. I want to be where we are. Amen. I don't want to talk about what used to be or what will be. But I want to talk about what's going on this morning. Amen. Now notice what the Bible said. He said, and notice the Bible in 29 and 18, the Bible said, where there is no vision. No vision. Notice what the Bible said. He said, the people perish. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Bow with me for just a moment of prayer. And you preachers, please pray for us today. Yes. My Father, I bow one more time at the throne of grace to say thank you for every blessing. Thank you, dear God, that we can come into the house of God and come aside from the world and the things of this life and in the house of God and feast upon the Word of God. I thank you this morning for the privilege to stand where men of God stood this morning and open the book of God, the eternal book of God, and read from its precious pages and share some thoughts that you've shared with us to the people of God today. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you might give us wisdom of the Word of God, the power of God to preach the Word of God. Help us to be faithful and to preach your Word in Jesus' precious holy name. I bow and ask these blessings. Amen. Amen. If you'll forgive me, I'm going to pull this coat off. I didn't get warm. I want to say this two or three things by way of introduction, and then we're going to get the message this morning. May I say to you, concerning vision, we get to the place a lot of times as people of God that we think we have enough. But could I say to you this morning, in all truth, as you and I who have a vision this morning, you and I who are able to see this morning, we always need more sight. And then may I say to you, those who are dead in trespass and sin, those who have never been born in the family of God, those not saved by the grace of God, they don't have any. But we need some folks that have enough vision of God to pray for those who know not God, that they might realize their condition before God. They might see themselves before God as He sees them and get washed in the blood that flowed from Calvary's tree. God help us this morning. I want to ask the question this morning. We're getting a message this morning. I'll try to be obedient to the time this morning. Amen. May I say to you, while I'm here this week, Brother Duncan's my pastor. Amen. If you haven't learned that as a young preacher, or even older preacher, we need to learn that. Amen. I tell all the young preachers, when you go in the man's pulpit, you go with the intention of helping the people of God. Amen. I've had folks say, I'm going by and skin their sheep. Amen. You stay where you are. Amen. That's the pastor's job. Amen. Amen. May I say, ask you a question? I don't ask this question, we're going to get to preaching. Amen. Why is? I didn't say why was, or why it will be. My question this morning is, why is the vision dim? I believe we got some answers from this book. By the way, I got a 1611 King James. If you don't have one, you don't have a Bible. Amen. God never wrote but one book. He didn't change His mind about nothing He said. He don't change nothing. My problem this morning and your problem today is not what we don't know about the book. It's what we know. Listen to me. Do not obey. God help us. Amen. Help us to obey the words of God. Now, may I? I'm going to get in the message this morning. I asked the question, why is the vision dim? Why do we have poor sight? Why can we not say that the Lord wants us to see? Why can we not do that which is pleasing unto God? Number one, the vision is dim. First of all, because of unconcerned people of God. It's been made very clear this morning concerning our spirituality. It's been made very clear this morning concerning our need for God. Number one, you say, preacher, what are we as the children of God unconcerned about? And I believe I have an order this morning. Amen. Number one, we're unconcerned about the lost. May I say to you, we could take to this afternoon and preach what the Lord did when He walked here in His ministry about 3.5 years. We could preach all about what He did. What He did. But I want you to know His primary purpose. His primary reason for coming from heaven's door to our door is because men are lost. The Bible said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Matthew said, they which are whole need not a physician, but them are lost and are sick. Amen. Notice Psalms 142. The psalmist said, I look on my right hand and the head, and there is no man. Refuge fail me. They ain't no sadder words in the Bible than that last few words in verse number 4. David said, no man cared for my soul. May I say, ask you this morning, now start with me. Can the sinner claim charges guilty for not caring for his soul? You say, preacher, I care. May I say to you, I'm not here to make you mad. But let me give you some statistics. Do you know that the United States has 10% of the population of the world? Let me add to give you something else. 90% of Bible professing preachers, they own the home front. They own in the homeland, amen? I want to ask you, if He died for all of them, why are we all here? I go to preach to churches and preach out preaching. Loving preachers sitting in the pulpit, the pews, instead of preaching in a pulpit. And we talk about how we love the sinner, how we love God. We sang the old song, I'll go where you want me to go. Amen. We're unconcerned about the lost. We're unconcerned about Him. Notice the Bible said, when Jesus saw the multitude, you say, preacher, I'm not the Lord. You His representative. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't do what Jesus did. The Bible said He's our example. We're to follow Him. Amen. So if He came because men are lost, you and I are to go. Because men are lost. Men are lost. We're unconcerned about the lost. Number two, we're unconcerned about the church. God help us. When I was a little boy, the greatest man in America was independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, Baptist preacher. I can remember when he was more respected than the President of the United States of America. May I say to you this morning, we call him by a first name basis. God help us. God help us. Wake us up. Break our hearts with the Holy Ghost. That we'll get back to the old past. Get back to honoring the man of God as he honors God. Amen. Notice we're concerned about the church. Notice Ephesians 5. The Bible said, husbands, love your wives. As even Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. May I say to you, if it's so important, Brother Orwell, if it's so important to my Lord that he gave himself for the church, I'm going to be an active part.
Amen.
Amen. And may I say to you, what an active part is, every time the doors open, you'll see me. Every time visitation's given, you'll see me.
every time the prayer meeting's called, you'll see me. Amen. But you say, preacher, you don't understand. May I say to you, just ask God and see if He understands. No matter what I do now. Amen. God help us to love the church. Amen. We have, Amos has already been quoted. The Bible said, can two men walk together except to be agreed? You can't do it. Amen. You can't worship in the church or you don't agree. Amen. You can't serve the Lord in the church for you don't agree with His doctrine. Amen. We ought to love the church. We are concerned about the church. We don't care if she floats or don't float. We don't care if the doors stay open or the doors stay open. We don't care if the preacher has to pray all night to get in the time of the money to pay the light bill. Doesn't bother us. God help us. God help us this morning. God help us. Hebrews 10:25, He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a man of some is. May I say to you, the Apostle Paul knew there'd be a great falling away. Paul knew before it happened what was going to go on. He knew that. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a man of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much more as you see the day approaching. May I say to you, the Lord's coming. Amen. He's soon coming. We better be ready. Amen. And let me give you some things about the church. Amen. Number one, we are unconcerned about the weaker brother. You say, preacher, they ought not be. You need to tell the Lord to take Romans 15:1 out the book. Amen. He said, we that are strong are demanding terms and weight, not praying for some. We living in a day of men pleasing, amen. Of self-pleasers, amen. Of self-pleasers. But the Bible said we ought to be concerned about the weaker brother. I know a church used to run 300. Don't ask me the name, I'll not give it to you. All the charter members and all the folks stayed in the church 40 years, none of them there anymore. I'm not throwing stones this morning at the preachers. The first one bit me. That preacher's got his first time to visit any family that left the church. God help them. Help us. Help us this morning. We ought to be concerned about those that are weaker than we are. We don't all grow on the same plane. Amen. We're not all on the spiritual level. Amen. Amen. We aren't concerned about the wicked brother. We aren't concerned about ourselves. Amen. You listen? I'm concerned about ourselves. The Lord said, we're to follow Him. We're to be His disciple. There are some things we'd have to forsake. There are some places we'd have to leave. There are some folks we have to leave behind. Father, mother, sister, brother. Amen. Houses, lands, and your own life also. Yes. He said, if we're not willing to do the X things, we cannot be His disciple. I want to ask you this morning, if you're not a disciple, what are you? Amen? We are concerned about the wicked brother ourselves and the work of God. Oh, God help us. God help us. I've been in the States more with the sickness of my wife than I've been in years. And it's heartbreaking to see that the independent fundamental churches and the spiritual decline that's in most of them. Oh, God, bring us back to Bethel. Help us to go back to the house of God. Amen. Amen. God help us. We unconcerned Christians. We unconcerned. Number two, by tithes and offerings. You say, preacher, you ought not say anything about that, but you better tell the Lord to take it out of the book, amen? Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like the word robber. Well, I didn't use it first, the Lord did. Amen. Preacher, I don't like the word thief. I didn't use it first. I'm just copying what the Lord said. Malachi said, when a man robbed God, and the Lord answered that question, amen. He said, you robbed me in tithes and offerings. And I tell folks, I found out this. Most folks lie about tithing. Amen. We take our check and we get to the house after we took out what we are saving at work. Well, after the paper said money we borrowed and paid, we pay it off. And what we get to the house with, after we cash a check at the bank, we figure 10% and tell folks we give the Lord His money. God help us not to be liars. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God help us. We listen. The tithes and offerings. Luke 6:38. The first word said give. And I don't find anywhere else in this Bible it said if you want to. I don't find anywhere else, preacher, it said if you like to. It ain't in there. The Lord said give. And He made a great promise to the Lord to give. He said it shall be given to you. I learned this, Brother Fox. The Lord's shovel a lot bigger than mine. It's a lot bigger than ours. It's a lot bigger. The more I give, if I give it from the heart, because God said give it, the more I get. We don't have any regular insurance. I belong to the Christian health care ministry, and they paid the first hospital bill, and I've sent them this one and hope they pay it. But I've been amazed, Brother Gary, to see what God's done. I didn't put in my prayer letter that I need a nickel. I hadn't missed them, not going to. But the first 13 days, hospital bill, all the doctor bills paid in full. And I didn't pay them, the Lord did. I know He paid them. I'm convinced, Brother Fox, He'll pay this other. Amen. He'll pay this other. We need to give our tithes and offering. By the way, they're not for the radio broadcast. They're not for the television preacher. They're not for the beggar on the street. Amen. They're not for the homeless shelter. The Bible said we're to bring it in the storehouse, the local church for your member. Let me share another thing with you. This will make you mad. Let's take our time on a vacation. Of course, I don't know what vacation is, but anyway, some people do. Amen. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble. Let me help you on tithes and offerings. More money spent on chewing gum than give to God. You listen? Hey, I'm amazed. You say you chew chewing gum. Have you seen me with any? Have you ever seen me with any? Brother Fox, you've been knowing me a number of years. You ever seen chewing gum, my man? Yeah, now if you chew chewing gum, I'm not going to send you to hell, amen. I'm not even calling you a sinner. I just don't do it. I don't have no need for it, amen. Now I sure ain't taking God's money back. Amen. Listen, getting awful quiet, amen. More on chewing gum, more on pets, more on recreation, and on all missions. I preached at a church about 4 weeks ago. And the dad had pastored for a number of years. Years ago, he quit having any missionary. His boy took the church. He said, Brother Bobby, with tears, he said, Brother Bobby, this church ain't done a thing for missions in years. And he said, we've gone to nothing. The church building's rotted down. We got a handful of folks. But he said, if the Lord will help me, we're going to start things right. We're going to expect God to do something. They tripled their attendance in the last 6 weeks. I don't have the missionaries to help him, but I got $170 last month from the church for missions. You listening? We need to give. He said tithes and offerings. Amen. We need to give. Number three. Now I'm trying to hurry. Amen. Number three. You listening? Number three. The Bible teaches. Listen, because of our lack of faith. Amen. Because I got a little time, I got two or three more things I'm going to share. I'm just going to give the outline. Amen. Number one, we don't have faith in God. If you don't have any faith in God, may I say too, you don't have anything in anybody else. In faith, you don't have anything in yourself. And the Bible said without faith, it's even impossible to please Him. Amen. That's what He said. We need to have faith in God in the church. Oh, I have folks every week tell me I ain't going down to that church. I know old brother so-and-so. You know what I tell them? I sure ain't going to hell with them. Amen. I'm going down to the house of God. I ain't going to them anyway. ain't going down to worship the earth. I'm going to worship God. Revelation 5 said he's the only one worthy. Amen. He's worthy. We don't have any faith in God. We don't have any faith in the church. Get this. No faith in the servant of God. Because a few preachers give us other preachers black eyes. Because a few of the apples are right in the bushel. People throw all the bushel away. God help us. Young preachers, listen to me. Be careful what you do. Be careful where you go. Be careful who you go with. Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. God help us to be what we ought to be. No faith in the servant of God. No faith in the people of God. No faith in giving to God. My home church, we have a faith promise. Missions. And if you don't have, as long as you give to missions, I ain't got no problem with it. Somebody asked me about faith promise missions. I was talking to him. He said, we don't have that. And I said, preacher, are you giving to missions? And he told me, and they have a good program. I said, just keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Just keep doing what you're doing. We don't have no faith in giving to God. We're afraid if we give, he won't give back. Amen. We're afraid if we give, we'll be able to do without. I've been on the mission field 34 years, and God's never failed.
Amen.
And I have the promise according to Isaiah 42 and 4 that he will not fail. Amen.
Amen.
He will not fail. We have no faith in giving to God. And then, I want to really get personal. Now, I'm going to close here. I had about 3 minutes. The vision is dim because of our selfishness. You listening? Because of our selfishness. Number one, we're selfish about our time. Some of you wonder when we're going to get out today. Some of you wonder if we're going to get out on time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey.
We're selfish about our time. May I say to you, we ought to be ashamed to use the word my time. The Bible said God's the giver of every good gift. The Bible said he's the giver of our bread.
Amen.
He's the giver and sustainer of our life. He can take it away anytime he wants to. Amen. It's not my time. It's his time. God help us. And then about a time. God wants you to use what he'll give you. A lot of people lost what they had because they didn't use it. Amen?
Yes.
We are selfish. And that's why the vision's dim. That's why people are dying by the multitudes and going to hell without God. Going to hell without God. We are selfish about our money. And I'll say this in closing. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's not my house. It's not my car. It's not my wife. It's not my family. It's not my church. It's not my preacher.
Amen.
God help us. Don't rise. You remember what old Elisha said to the young servant? About the young servant said to God, open his eyes and let him see. My prayer this morning is, God, open our eyes and let us see. One of the reasons that I got to get back south of the border, because I know where there's a lot of Mexican boys and girls, and men and women, that are dying without God.
Yeah.
And somebody at least ought to tell them God loves you. Somebody ought to tell them that Jesus left the Father's house and came to earth that they might have life, have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Thank you, preacher.